We're on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We're about 12 lines down to the Gemara, 14 lines down to the Gemara. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. We have a brisa. Einum din lispal lo mitoch din lo mitoch tvar alacha lo mitoch alacha psuka. You should not get up to daven, not while in the midst of a din, thinking about something and not in tvar alacha. Only once you have a halacha psuka, so you don't have to like think about it and sit down and delay or anything like that. What is halacha psuka? I'm Rabbi Kiyad Rav Zera, like Rav Zera. The daughters of Israel, they were machmir in themselves that even if they see a drop of blood the size of a mustard bean, they sit on it for 7 days. That there's no svara behind that. It's just that's what they do. They sit 7 days for any dam kechardol, even a tiny little bit of blood, and therefore that's halacha psuka. That's automatic. Rav Amar Kiyad Rav Oshia. There's another halacha psuka. The Rav Oshia Maron Ol Tuva Machnis Umot Shala. Person could do harama with his grain. He could do trickery and bring it in with its chaff. Kiddush Lepahem Tol Chalos Baturim Amino Etzes. That his animal will eat it and it will be potter from Eiser. Again, that's halacha psuka. That's how you boy same halachi ad Rav Nedor Rav Nedor Zira Hamakas Am Behinah Kachim. If you let blood by animals that are kachim, also Behanov Moalimbo, you also an anal. You are from Elah for doing so. Rabban Abdi Kamasisin, Ravashi Kaviv Reis or Rabbanan. They did like the Mishnah, and Ravashi, he did like the Brisa itself, right? Either way, that's the halacha psuka that we're talking about. Each one of these things is considered like the regular halacha psuka that we deal with. Okay, two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Inom Lis by Lumito Hatsu, Lumito Hatsu, Lumito Slaikum, Lumito Slaikum, Lumito Kalu Sorcha, Lumito Dvaram, Lumito Shim Choshom Mitzah. A person should not daven out of the following ideas. You shouldn't do this so out of sadness, or out of laziness, or when you're laughing, or when you're talking with somebody's thumb, we have lightheadedness, or Dvarim B'Tehillim, you're just talking about sports or something. Only if you're doing Simcha Shul Mitzvah, and you fatter out of the Mechavar, leave Israel, let me talk Sivim, let me talk Sokh, let me talk Kalos Roshim, let me talk Dvarim B'Tehillim, let me talk Hadvar Lacha. Only after you finish doing a Dvar Lacha, that's when you should leave your friend. Shkem Rizim Nevim Rishon, Sam Divim Divim Shvach, Tachnunim. They always ended, the Rishonim would always end their words with Divim Shvach, with praise and supplications, because if you think about things too much, then it could hurt you while you're on the road, you get confused, and who knows what can happen. To end off a conversation in a good way. Murray, the grandson of Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba, it's like six generations there. When you leave a person, you should leave with the Dvar Halacha so that he remembers you based on that Dvar Halacha. Rav Kana, Lavia, Lavrasim, Virashim, Pumnaur, Beit Sin, Yisid, Bavel. Rav Kana was Malav, Rasim, Virashim, from Pumnaur, all the way to these areas in Bavel. Came out to us when he got there. Do you think it's true? Hanisin, Yisid, Bavel, Yisid, Adam, Rish, Vat, Hashra. These palm trees of Bavel, they've been here from Adam, Rish, all the way until now. Do you think that's true? He didn't want to end with a conversation. That's why he said, you reminded me of a matter of Rabbi Yosef Echinia. Don't Rabbi Yosef Echinia. Ma'adik Siva Arsa Sholova Ba'ish. Yashav Lo'avar Ba'ish. Yashav Adam Sham. In Yirmiyah it says, is a land where no man has passed by. No man has gone there. Yachar Lo'avar Heyach Yashav. If nobody's ever passed by there, how could he ever sit there? So what's the extra part of the Pasuk? Lama L'chol Kol Eretz. Shekazal Allah Adam Rishon Li'yishuv Nisiyashva. Any land where other nation was geyser, that's going to be Yeshuv Nisiyashva, that was a Yeshuv. Chorish lo gazor al other nation lishuv lo nisiyashva. And any land that was not gozer from other nation to be a Yeshuv, it was not sold. And Mordechai alav lo rasim barashi ma'agroni v'akei kifi. He was malavim from Agun all the way to Be'kifi. Yom elad Be'dura, all the way to Be'dura. It's just to tell you how far he would be malavim as him as a person. But that's the point of the Dvar Halacha, and that's that. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan Yisrael Sar Shechavdis Lebel Shemayim. When a person davens, you should have his kavanah for Shemayim. Abish Ol Amir Simon Ledavar. Here's the simon. Talking about Tachshul and Zecha. If you concentrate your heart, then your ears will listen. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tanya Om Reb Yira. Kachim and Hoshav Yekiva. Kshayim Yispalu Matzibor Yimakatzol Ilam Yidei Torach Zibor. When he would daven with a minion, he would be as short as he can be because the Tirech Zibura Kshayim Yispalu Ben Ilam Benatzol. When he daven by himself, then Minichah B'Zavizu Matzol B'Zavizu Zacharis. A person couldn't leave him in one corner and find him in another corner. Kol Kach Lomi. What was that for? What was happening with Rabbi Kiva? He creates Yishlachav Yos because he would bend and he would bow. And he found himself in a brand new corner by the time he was finished davening. Two dots. Amrechi b'rav alon yisba lo adam b'ayis sheish b'chol loyna. So a person should always daven in a house that has windows. Never chavim psichalei. The windows were open for him for Daniel. So try to daven in a place that has windows. Number two. Yachus Balaam calling a cool maybe a person should daven all day and come up for Jadid and Neil's in Tulasa. Nope, Daniel says three times a day. Number three, Yachmish Balagala Huchala, maybe it only started when they went to Galus. Kvarnamar, do you offer me Kadmatana? He was doing this all the way from beforehand, even when he was still in Yerushalayim. Number four, Yachus Balaam Nichol Rosh Yerzai, we think you could daven in any direction you want. Tamilomar, Neged Yerushalayim, you daven toward Yerushalayim. Number five, all Daniel. Number five, Yachul Kolom Vasachus, maybe you should do it all at once. Kvarnam for today. David says, Dichsiv, in Perak Nunhe and Tilim, Erevok of Atsarim, at evening. Morning and afternoon. Number six, Yachol Shemel Kolus. Also, I would think you could have an outlaw come for Shadi Chanachan and Tzarshanam Kolus Yishalma. You could not hear a voice. Number seven, Yachol Yishal and Sarach of Yachol Yisbal. Maybe a person should ask for his needs and then daven. Right? Maybe a person should praise God only after asking for his come for Shadi Shalom Shalom. El says Shemar Lishmal Rina Velatvila. Rina Zutvila. Rina refers to first singing the praises of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tefila zubakasha, and then you ask for what you need. Ain over davar achar emes v'yatzu. You don't ask for anything after emes v'yatzu. V'achar tefila, if you can say v'yidu sheyim v'kipurim on there. But if you want to say something after tefila, even the state of v'yidu sheyim v'kipurim, you want to do it by yilu or tzayin, you can go ahead and do whatever you want. You may not be rochi barashi amarav. Apal kishamar amru sholdam tzorcha v'shmei tefila. Even though a person can ask for his needs in shmei tefila, and balo marachar tefila, so if you can say sheyim v'kipurim, oh, you may. If you want to say even the seder of Yom Kippur after his tefila, you can do some rav. We can learn so many halachos of davening from the psukim by Chana. B'chani read Rasul Veloshu speaking to her heart. Mikan l'misvav shav shechav and libo. When you daven, you got to have concentration. Rasul said knows her lips are moving. Mikan l'misvav she yachtu misvavsov. When a person davens, you should move your lips. Kol liyishama. Her voice cannot be heard. Mikan shalaz lag biyakol v'tivilosoy. You can't lift up your voice in your tefillah. Yachshal eli lishikura. Eli considered like a shikur. Mikan shikur also lispalam. Must be that a shikur is also to daven. Ritval says mentioning his mutter. By yom reila eli on masai tishdakrin. Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Amri losh mikan l'roa b'chaver dover. Maguna, if you Davar Shein Ohagin, if you see something disgusting about your friend, there's on Lamed Aleph on Beis. Charkol Chigli, you got to give him Musar, because that's what Eli did to Chana. Vatan Chana Matom Lo Adoni. Chana answered and said, "No, my master." I'm Uli Vitam Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Amr Lei. She says, "Lo Adoni Tov Davar Zayin. You're not a master in this thing. The Ruach Hakadosh Shor Alecha. You don't have Ruach Hakadosh. Atachol Shadim Davar Zayin. How could you suspect me about this thing?" Yigrami Halchi Amr Lei. This is what she said to her. Lo Adoni Tov. Aren't you a master? Labi Kishkin of Ruach Hakadosh Kabach. Don't you have the Shkin of Ruach Hakadosh? Dan Tani Lechavchov. Lo Dan Tani Lechavchos. You just judge me Lechavchov and not Lechavchos. Milo Dati. Don't you realize that I'm a woman of hardened spirit? She says, I didn't drink any wine or drink any beer. Here, we learned that if you're suspected of doing something you didn't do, you got to tell the person you're wrong. Don't think of your maidservant as somebody who's a daughter with who's lawless. That means that a drunkard, the daven is like they were over on Avodah Zarah, Kisipacha, Lifnei Bas Belial, Kisipachim, Yatzvah Nishim B'Libidal Mikarvecha. Somebody daven's drunk is a Belial, and so too people that were B'nei Belial, they came from a mitzvah, Malachal and Avodah Zarah, Afkan Avodah Zarah. V'yani L'Yom Elichli Shalom, Eli then answered and said, okay, go in peace, I'm Re'elos, Mekan Lenach Shalat L'Chosh, as Davar, as Chavrev, Davar She'imbay. If you suspect somebody of doing something that they didn't do, she'in Tzarek L'Fai, so you got to peace, and V'lo'ot, as Zarek L'Vorki, then you got to give them a bracha, Shem L'Kei, so you tain Shalaseich, may God of Israel give your request. So in fact, it might be the Achan Tevila wasn't answered. It was Eli's bracha that allowed her to have a kid. Two dots, about 15 lines down from the top on Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph on Beis. She made an end and she said, Hashem Tzvakos. No one in the world ever called a Kaddish Baruch Hu master religions until Chana said it. And this is what she meant by it. You made so many things in this world. It's so hard in your eyes to give me one child. What's this comparable? A king made a suit for all of his servants. And he comes, stands on the door. Just give me one piece of bread. They don't pay attention. So he pushes in and he goes to the king. Because of the out of all the suda that you made, is it so hard for you to give me one slice of bread? Right? And that's what Chana was saying. How can you not give me a child? This is what Chana said in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If you see what I did, then great. And if not, okay, then you're going to see that Eilech, I'm going to go. I'm going to have stira in front of Elkanah, my husband. I'm going to have stira, meaning I'm going to be in the room with another man by myself. They came into me, statarna, mashkul mesot. And since I'm going to have stira, they're going to give me mesot. If you have to isa to plus, you're not going to make your Torah false. And it says, if she's innocent, then she has children. Now, if we go with the opinion that says that if she was barren, she's going to be remembered, then okay, that makes sense. She's going to be remembered. But if you go with the opinion that says that if she used to give birth in pain, she's now going to give birth in revach, in a good way. If she gave birth to girls, she's going to give birth to men. If she used to give birth to children that are ugly, now they're going to be beautiful. Short kids are going to be long kids. What about that? Right? Because then she's not going to have a kid. She's going to have a better kid, but she hasn't had a kid yet. If she hasn't had a kid, she's going to have a kid. You'll be like Hannah. You'll go, anybody who's barren, you'll go to years, she'll kill Kula Nifkedis. And then when she doesn't do anything wrong, she'll be remembered. That's ridiculous. So according to Rabbi Kiva, what are you doing with him? That's the way she speaks. Right? So in Rotera, that's that. But okay, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, it means if Either give it to me, or else I'm going to force your hand to give me a child. Ba'ani amasecha, right? Look at the poorness of your maidservant. Don't forget your maidservant. And then you should give to your maidservant. Why mention maidservant three times? In front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you created three different things that find death in a woman. Three things that are close to death. Nida, chala, and lakas ner. Was I over on Nida? Was I over on chala? Was I over on lakas ner? I did all the three things you asked me to do. How can I not have a child? Okay, so up to the next two days. You should give your maidservant zera anashim, child that is men. My zera anashim, what does that mean? I'm Rav Gavra Begovrin, a man above men. A child that would anoint two men. Who are those children? Child that's equal to two men. Moshe Aaron Shmuel was equal to two men. When he called his name, a child that will be mixed in with the other people. Right? What does that mean? He said, Rav Dimi said, not too long, not too short. Not too small, small, not too huge. Not too red, not too white. Not too smart, not too stupid. Okay, she said back at the very end of the parak when Eli seems to do something, it says, I am the woman who is standing with you with this. I was standing because it's usher to sit within four amos of somebody who's davening. For this child. What happened? What did she mean? I davened for this child. Shmuel was he paskin in front of his rabbi. And then they brought the child to Eli. What's the connection? Just because they shechted the parah, all of a sudden they brought the child to Eli. Eli said to them, Kiru Kohen, call in a Kohen, Lazy Velishko, so that he can shecht. Chazan Shmuel, Dav, Mahadri Vesel Kohen, Lemishchat. So Shmuel saw that they were looking for a Kohen to shecht. Amalu, Lamalachu, Ladri Vesel Kohen, Lemishchat. Why are you looking for a Kohen to shecht? Shechit Bazar Kshera. Even if you use a non Kohen, it's kosher. I saw the Kamed Eli that brought him in front of Eli Amalei. Minalacha, when you know that from Amalei, Mixi Vishachar Kohen is a day, and the Kohen shechted. Bikriva Kohen, Xiv, it says, the Kohen were makrif. Mikabalo Eli Mitzis Kuna. From the Kabbalah and An, it was a Mitzel Kuna, Mikalo Shechita Shechita Azor. From here we learn that Shechita is kosher by Azor. So Eli said to Shmuel, you said, good, you're right, Shechita is kosher by Zor, but you just passed in front of your Rebbe, anybody who does such a thing as Chaimisa, also Chana, because Chana came and started screaming on each and each, I was standing here, davening for this child, so Eli said to her, leave me alone, the Anshe, I'll punish him, I'll daven, I'll give you a better child than this. She said to her, I daven for this child. In the end, she did have other children, maybe Eli's bracha again was taken, but she specifically wanted Shmuel and Avi. She was speaking to her heart. She was talking about the dealings of her heart. She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything you created in a woman, you never created one thing levatala. You made eyes to see, you made ears to hear, you made a nose to smell, you made a mouth to speak, you made hands to do melacha with them, you made feet to walk with them, you made a chest for a woman to nurse her child. Why did you give me a chest if I don't have a child? Isn't it to be able to nurse a child? Right? Give me a child so that I can nurse a child. Right? So we say, anybody who's sitting in Tannis on Shabbos, we tear up a Gzardin that's been there for 70 years after we can chose any from the Oneg Shabbos, but we still punish you for the Oneg Shabbos that you lost out on. So even though it tears up a din, but still you did something wrong. My Tekad, what should you do? So you got to fast because you fasted. So Chana threw her words toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She davened on Hashem. She mamash threw her words toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, God, you must give me a child. Eli also spoke that way, spoke harshly toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu and threw his words on Hashem. You turned their hearts backward. Where do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then was chozer and was moted Elio? So you're right, it's my fault. I did bad. And that brings us to the two dots on top of Lama Bezman Aleph. We're going to stop right there.